From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. Heather Murdoch is in Iraq, where she says troops fighting the Islamic State are faced with many unseen threats.
Well, the soldiers I talked to today said it's really difficult fighting and it's really tricky because, among other things, they're increasingly wearing suicide belts or suicide vests when they're fighting. So the soldiers have difficulty getting even near the people they're fighting. They want to stay in their armored tanks because the chance of a suicide blast killing them is pretty great.
A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in northern Iraq Friday killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. But local news say armed militants are still occupying civilian houses and fighting with security forces. The U.S. government is investigating a cyber attack which spread across the country and to parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter, on Friday. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it is investigating all possible causes of the outage and who is behind those outages. Internet users affected by the outage experience sluggish surfing. This is VOA News. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions, and he's called